Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Some tasks are simply just worse than others, and I think one factor is the ratio of difficulty to satisfaction. Here's an example. I recently installed a new septic system that included a new tank and all new leach field. This was the first one I'd done, so I did a lot of reading, and it turns out that a lot of septic systems fail prematurely because critical details were overlooked. So I was determined to get it right. And that required careful attention to a lot of little details that were really hard to get right. And then I mentioned this was a huge job. I had to dig a massive 7-foot deep pit for the new tank and 4 70-foot long, 6-foot deep trenches for the leach field. It also involved placing many tons of drain rock and many feet of pipe on top of the drain rock that had to have the perfect slope. And after all that difficult work, where I struggled and strived to hit the required specifications, I covered the entire thing up with dirt, never to be seen again. So pretty much zero satisfaction at the end of the day, which gives this task a terrible difficulty to satisfaction ratio. Now it turns out that there are certain types of weather forecasting tasks that also have a terrible difficulty to satisfaction ratio. And on the top of the list is forecasting fog for our main airport in McKinleyville. Forecasting fog at that location is really challenging because it's right on the coast. And that means that the fog there is largely driven by the marine air mass that can push in over the airport and then pull back out over the ocean. Predicting that ebb and flow takes huge effort to get right. And even when the forecaster does everything right, it can still get the wrong forecast, which of course is really frustrating and also results in low satisfaction. So our folks put a lot of time and effort into forecasting fog for the airport and are constantly being frustrated by changing conditions that are hard to predict. But they are steadfast in their commitment to getting it right because they know that pilots are relying on that forecast. You see, pilots leave the airport they are departing from based on our forecast suggesting that they can land when they get here. Essentially, they need adequate visibility to land, and fog impacts visibility. So if the forecast turns out to be wrong, such that conditions here do not turn out being good enough to land, then they have to turn around and go back to the airport they departed from. So when you're flying into the region, know that your pilot is looking at the forecast that our team produced, just like they do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day of the year, regardless of how difficult and unsatisfying that particular forecast may be. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.